Chapter 1. Dr. Allison Payne hit the button on the small remote attached to the sun visor in her BMW. The large security gate clanked and slowly rolled to the side, disappearing into the wall. Allison looked up at the security camera pointing at her from the column on the right side of the gate. It recorded her as she drove into the grounds of her residence. The grounds were not expansive, even though they felt grander, surrounded by a high wall and security gate. The barrier that kept people out made her home feel smaller, closing in around her and almost shrinking, depending on her mood. Allison looked in the rearview mirror to see the security gate close behind her. Her house could be described as flat. It was one story, stretching out to cut a wide figure when looking at it from the front or back. The back was mainly white stone, with a garage attached to the left of the building. The front was mostly glass, allowing a view of Oakland from the hills bordering the city. The roof was flat instead of inclined, creating an angular and boxy look that was supposedly artistic. When she moved in, Allison wasn't entirely sure about it, but the house had grown on her. The seclusion was nice. The garage door opened automatically when the vehicle got close enough, a proximity sensor detecting the radio fob integrated into Allison's car that sent a signal to the door. Allison pulled inside and parked the car. She got out, grabbed her attaché, and headed for the door connecting the garage to the main house. She entered her 6-digit code into the number pad, and the door beeped and unlocked. Allison kicked off her shoes when she got inside and breathed a sigh of relief at freeing her feet. She dropped her bag onto the chair by the door and closed it behind her. She went to the fridge first in the large open kitchen and grabbed a bottle of sparkling water. As she opened it, she went to the phone and hit the button to play the messages. The first two were from work and could be dealt with later. She worked as a forensic psychologist consultant for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The third was from her father. She sipped the sparkling water as she listened to the message. "Allison, it's your father. I guess you're not home yet. Please give me a call when you get this." Allison walked over to the mirror on the hallway wall and looked at herself. She seemed paler than usual, worn down by years of working with criminals. She looked older than 42, but no gray had yet appeared in her jet-black hair. Piercing green eyes looked back at her, and she wondered if this path through life was the right one. "Not many could cope with the work I do. It comes with infinite stress, physical and mental, but it has to be done. The city is a safer place because of what I do." Allison looked at herself a moment longer, her cheeks a little sunken, black rings around her eyes, but still a look of hope within them. As long as she maintained the hope, she would keep going. She turned away from her reflection and went to the phone to call her father. James Payne was 68 years old and had been retired from the police force for 3 years. His precise habits from his military service had served him well and made him one of the top officers before he was promoted to commander in the canine unit. He'd retired at the end of a long and respectable career. Allison picked up the receiver of her relic home phone and hit speed dial to call her father. She pressed the phone to her ear and paced around a little, as far as the coiled cord would allow her. She'd tried to add more art to her home after one of her few friends had called her space empty. Allison preferred to call it minimalistic, but she'd still made the effort all the same. Large paintings adorned the walls of the living room that was attached to the kitchen, but the monochromatic artwork still gave the main house an open and empty feel. Allison didn't mind that. An uncluttered living space helped to maintain an uncluttered mind, and that was something she needed when it came to working with criminals. "Hello, Allison?" James answered. Her name would have appeared on his phone, so he didn't have to ask if it was her. "It's me, Dad," she replied. "Oh, good," he stated. "There's something I need to talk to you about. Have you been keeping up with your shooting practice? I realize I haven't checked in with you, but if you haven't been to the shooting range for a while, I can arrange a time to go with you." Allison heard Rex, her father's German shepherd and faithful companion from the canine unit since his retirement, barking in the background. "I'll get down there sometime next week," Allison replied. "I've been busy."
"That's the best time to get down there," James asserted. "The one thing I learned from my time in the military is that when you get busy, when you have too much to do, you have to maintain the basics or they slip by the wayside, and then they become bad habits. This is important, Allison."
"I know," Allison said. She wandered as far